4.
Larry Williams Drive.
Well, the New Zealand's initiatives, Dr. Eric Crampton says it is a massive mistake to point to unemployment figures and blame immigrants for what unemployment is still out there. The latest Household Labour Force survey showed strong employment growth. He says this is because more working-aged people have moved into employment over the past 3 years than have entered the working-age population. It's got nothing to do with immigration, Dr. Eric Crampton says, and he is with me right now. Eric, good evening to you. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
This is interesting. So the data shows what, that immigrants are not to blame for the unemployment figures or anything to do with unemployment?
Well, the data that I was looking at is showing that the increase in the number of people aged 15 to 64 has been dwarfed by the increase in jobs out there. So if you want to tell a story about population increase and immigrants being the problem for unemployment, it just really doesn't seem to hold up in that data. We would then be expecting unemployment to have risen rather than employment continuing to track really quickly upwards and job creation to continue tracking upwards.
So that data, Eric, so the working age population has increased by about 200,000 since 2013, right? And a lot of that's attributed to the immigration, I suppose. Yeah. But the 60,000 fewer people reporting not in the labour force. So, yeah.
That's right. So migrants coming in will disproportionately be in employment because it's pretty tough to get any kind of work visa unless you've got a job in hand. At the same time, you would have some trailing spouses who are there on their partner's visa, would be out there looking for work. They'd initially be reporting as unemployed. You'd think that that would start increasing the reported unemployment figures, but instead we've got big increases in the employment rate. And they're big enough that we've not seen this kind of employment rate since the data series started. So you can look back as far as you like in the Stats New Zealand data on this, and that data goes back to 1987. It doesn't go back further than that. It's higher now than it's ever been, at the same time as we've had record migration.
Right. Unemployment has been basically constant since 1987, 1992. Is that correct?
Well, the employment rate is well up. The unemployment rate is higher than it was in the mid-2000s. But we've got to compare how the unemployment rate, how unemployment is performing here with how it's performing abroad. So the unemployment rate here is a bit higher than in the U.S., but in the U.S., discouraged workers have been dropping out of the labor force like flies. They know that there's no jobs out there, and that is part of Trump's appeal. Here, instead, people are being drawn into the labor force and finding jobs. So there's all kinds of people who previously would not have been counted in the unemployment stats at all because they weren't participating in the labor force. Now they're saying that they're either in work or looking for work.
This stat that you have presented, 76% of people 15 to 64 in employment, 80% count themselves in the labor force. Why is that so staggering?
Because it's unprecedented in the New Zealand data, that it's never been higher than that on either measure. It's very high internationally. There are only a couple of countries that will be higher than New Zealand on the employment rate, and I think 4 on the participation rate. So we're at the very high end in the cross-section when we look across different countries. We're higher than it's ever been in New Zealand going back as far as the data allows us to go. So both of those should be considered staggering, especially when we put it in the context of all of the things that should be driving higher unemployment, right? So you've got big pushes from the government to make sure that beneficiaries are at least looking for work, reporting able to work. So if a Statistics New Zealand surveyor calls them and says, are you in the labor force? Are you looking for work? They should be saying yes. If some of them are they have to be looking for work to satisfy the WINS office. Not everybody in there will actually want a job. Plenty of them do. Not everybody would, though. And that should be increasing the reported number of people who are unemployed. But instead, we've seen the employment rate just going up massively.
Is it your conclusion, and indeed is it the data's conclusion, it's concrete evidence, that immigrants are actually creating employment as well?
Well, the economy is able to expand to take the workers available. So the data here isn't really saying that the immigrants are creating jobs themselves. It's saying that as the working age population has increased, the economy has expanded more than proportionally to make sure that there's jobs for everybody. So there are people available for work. Businesses find use for them.
What do you make of the political policies? That's not just Labour, it's New Zealand First as well, to cut immigrants, actually slash them by as much as 50,000. What do you make of those kinds of policies?
Well, I think there are very real pressures in Auckland around infrastructure, housing, congestion, but those need to get solved with policies directed at the source of the problem. Fix housing so that people can build more housing, fix infrastructure financing so that the roads and rail networks can operate properly, alleviate congestion with congestion charging. Do those sorts of things rather than turn off the tap on migrants.
So if they turn off the tap, though, the IMF said that immigration had a positive economic impact on our economy. What would the likely result be if that happened? We turn the tap off.
Well, it depends how they do it. So there's nobody's really put up concrete plans yet on how many work visas they'd cut compared to student visas, compared to family class or the other ones. If they knock out the students, then domestic students are going to wind up having to pay more of their own education. If they're under universities are currently under tuition caps, all of that could get very uncomfortable for the university sector, where international students are paying a good chunk of the bill rather than domestic students. Even if domestic tuition feel really high and you end up with student loan at the end of it, imagine how much worse it would be without the international students who are paying five times what the Kiwi students are paying. So there's that side of it. If you clamp down on work visas, well, on the current proposals to knock out some of the skilled points categories and replace them with an income threshold, it would, well, it'd be detrimental, especially in the hospitality sector in the regions where the jobs are well paying for the regions. They are not well paying relative to the MB threshold that'd be put in. And then you start wondering about how many of these businesses could be sustained on the kinds of wage rates that might be needed to draw workers from the big cities out to places that they've not found very desirable.
Eric, thank you so much. Always good to talk to you. I appreciate it. That is Dr. Eric Crampton of the New Zealand Initiative. News Talk ZB, it's 4:17.